Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden fires to first and picks off Metzler. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Faber moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to second. Metzler throws the ball into Cecil, who tags Kress for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shang takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Manish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Schult reaches second base with a double. Manish scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuldt. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ma still hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. McNeely reaches third base with a triple. Shang scores. Ogden goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schuldt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schulte bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schulte for the out. Manish moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Kress reaches second base with a double. Manish moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Schemalillo. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Sachs now playing third base. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cecil strikes out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Buck Krause. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Red Faber. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.